The Braves Radio Network channel on the Podcast Park is brought to you by Truist Bank. When you start with care, you get a different kind of bank.
Hey, welcome to Braves Country.
On today's special episode of the Braves Country Podcast, we're honored to be joined by the two-time Grammy Award-winning founder and lead singer of the four-time platinum hip-hop collective, Arrested Development. Our guest is joining us to invite listeners to the 10th Annual Alzheimer's Music Festival this Saturday night at the Buckhead Theater in Atlanta, Georgia. Braves Country, let's all welcome the one and only Speech. Man, thanks for joining us on the Braves Country Podcast.
Man, thank you so much, you guys. Appreciate that warm welcome. It's good to talk to you this morning.
This episode of Braves Country is sponsored by our Braves fan friends down at Century 21, Solomon Properties in Savannah, Georgia, servicing the historic downtown Savannah area, the island area, and Atlanta's beach, beautiful Tybee Island, Georgia. Call Joel Solomon today, 912-604-0896. That's 912-604-0896 for all your real estate needs on the Georgia coast. Braves Country also sponsored by Smith's Old Bar, best live music venue in Atlanta since 1994, located in the heart of Midtown at 1578 Piedmont Avenue. Smith's Old Bar is a neighborhood joint for everyone. Check out smithsoldbar.com for the current concert calendar and tickets. See y'all at Smith.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.
Yes. Speech, what makes you so passionate about spreading awareness and helping the fight against Alzheimer's and dementia? Because Scott and I, both of our families, have been riddled with this disease. Has it affected you? How did you get involved?
Yeah, it actually has. So there's family members, including my father, who is struggling with this disease. But also, Arrested Development's always been about trying to help with issues that are rarely talked about. And in particular, in the Black community, unfortunately, a lot of our elders are two times at the rate of other nationalities and people in the country. So it's really wreaking havoc on a lot of people that I know as well. So it became really passionate for me for those reasons.
Dementia studies have shown that music can engage the brain, and I know it does me in everyday life. So music is something that is the best medicine, man. It heals the soul, it heals the heart, heals the mind, and for some, music is an activator, and it really seems to help people suffering from Alzheimer's and dementia. Have you experienced that too?
I have. In fact, one of our band members in the group, JJ Boogie is his name, his grandmother was suffering with dementia before she passed on, and she couldn't remember anyone, including her own daughter, her grandson, which was JJ, and he would put on certain songs, and she just lit up like a light.
That's
she remembered
awesome.
All the lyrics to the songs, and so that's what this is about as well. The Alzheimer's Music Festival is really about people just having a great time, and by doing that, you're actually helping a great cause, which we know music is powerful with this disease in particular, but just having a great time allows you to help out a lot of families.
Talking to Speech of Arrested Development on the Braves Country Podcast here on the Atlanta Braves Radio Network, the Alzheimer's Music Festival this Saturday at the Buckhead Theater. It's a great lineup, man, with Cracker, Cowboy Mouth.
And of course, Arrested Development closing out the show.
Yeah, and Speech, I know you have a new record that's out now called the FKN Love, and are you going to be performing new and old songs at this show?
Yeah, we're going to do some of the new record, but we are, of course, definitely going to do our classics. And, you know, we always try to make sure we give people everything that they hoped for, but way more as well. It's a full live band, an 8-piece band. Of course, it's going to be exciting, a lot of high energy. We have a dancer in our group, as people know, if they've seen us on television. It's like, it's a really high energy, fun time show. I think everybody's going to have an incredible, incredible time. And it's actually our first show of the year. So
oh, nice.
We're excited too, just to get back on the road and do more shows.
Man, I want to hear the new stuff, but I'm also also looking forward, I got to admit, to hearing that classic Arrested Development.
Yeah, man, that stuff's so good, man.
Yeah, definitely.
It makes the show.
No, I'm so grateful for those classic songs. I mean, those songs allowed us to reach the entire world, and that's what we see every night when we perform, and can't wait to perform it for people.
We're fortunate enough to be able to play one of the tracks from the new Arrested Development record, Speech. We're going to play your song Vibe, which features Big Daddy Kane. How did this thing come together? How'd the song come together? How'd you put the group of people that collaborated with you on this song together?
Yeah, this song is a special one on our album. It features Big Daddy Kane, who's one of my heroes in hip-hop music. Hip-hop is celebrating its 50th anniversary this year. And so Big Daddy Kane was around for me from the very beginning. I asked him to be on this record, and at first he didn't respond back to me. We have each other's number. And 2 months later, he responded. By this time, we had already had someone else. We kicked those someone else's off the record and got Big Daddy Kane
awesome.
On because he's that much of a big deal for us. We're very, very grateful to have him with us on this record. And it's a beautiful song. It's called Vibe. It's hype. It's dope.
Let the pressure press me into deep regression. Trying not to see a trial that's truly a blessing. Trying not to speak in negatives. Trying to see beyond what's in my islands. Trying to take a deep dive in. Try to know that my blackness by nature comes with taxes. Pathologies come with being tilted off your axis. You want to know how far off? Just look at what rap is. And down south there's even double meanings to what the trap is. All my years, all my tears, all my fears have been recognized. At least so far, so it's hard for them to be weaponized. So many of us paralyzed to what the light might do to our disguise. So I just wanna keep it live, let the music ride, get the people high for the rest of development one more time. About to let out screams like the unborn kind. It's about to be shown to the world for the first time. When you know you got fame in a game, in a catalog of flames, no shame, it's a vibe, ain't it? You roll with the glow that they're trying to overthrow. It's a known, yeah, it's hard to describe it. We know it's alright, we've been thieves in the night, rocking everyone inside while the suckers taking pride, and we always keep it live. Everybody stands high, keep it in the light.
So let me suggest this, kid. Focus, shoot, and develop from negatives. The picture, it ain't clear after you gave it all you got. Ain't no need to stress it. Y'all just take another shot. Misguided minds just by design will try to find the slightest kind of spite designed to fight your grind. You got that little too small feeling, it's just trife. I got that little Duval living my best life. Positive visions when you try to picture me. Conscious about my people still a slight pimping me. And even though at time the road's quite slippery, just know that you're not gonna deprive just for me. Chuck that, the power, we fight physically. You don't understand, we fight literally. Hope it's not a strategy, that's my epiphany. If you don't see it, then hey, we just vibe differently.
When you know you got fame in a game, in a catalog of flames, no shame, it's a vibe, ain't it? You roll with the glow that they're trying to overthrow. It's a known, yeah, it's hard to describe it. We know it's alright, we've been thieves in the night, rocking everyone inside while the suckers taking pride, and we always keep it live. Everybody stands high, keep it in the line, it's a vibe. Special little hot.
So great, great tune. Folks can get that song and the entire FKN Love record at ArrestedDevelopmentMusic.com. And it's so cool to have new Arrested Development music. And it's so cool for me because, Speech, the thing is, I grew up on this music. I grew up on your music and love it.
Thank you.
And it's so cool because it would play on hip-hop stations. It would play on the alternative rock stations. They played Arrested Development everywhere.
Yeah, that's the beautiful thing about us. We were able to do rock tours like Lollapalooza with Nine Inch Nails and Primus and Fishbone. But we were also able to do hip-hop tours with the likes of Big Daddy Kane and the Sugar Hill Gang and so on and so forth. So, and everything in between, from jazz to folk festivals even. So that's what I love about our style of music. People can relate to it no matter what, you know, particular genre they're used to listening to. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
It's really amazing because you are such an influence on so many music fans, but also so many musicians. I don't think there would really be a Goody Mob or an Outkast if it wasn't for you, Speech, and Arrested Development. As I recall, you also kind of gave the Fugees their big break, took them on tour. You really gave hip-hop, I think, a musical boost. With all that and you being so influential, what is it that influenced you?
It was basically the same as what you mentioned, all the groups that came before us. From Public Enemy to De La Soul to Jungle Brothers, Tribe Called Quest, you know, those things really influenced me. But on the other genre side, Bob Marley, Sly and the Family Stone, I mean, you know, so much great music out there. So we were deeply and happily affected by great music, and I think we were able to pay it forward, you know, and that's what we wanted to do.
And, you know, you also kind of rose to fame at a very young age, but you seemed to, from the outside, keep your integrity, and you didn't kind of fall for those temptations that come with, you know, instant success or young success. And what was it like to deal with that?
Well, my mom and dad are both activists with the civil rights movement. So growing up, I saw that example of getting involved, making sure you fight against the injustices that you see, right? So around the breakfast table, we would have those kind of conversations. So I will say that they instilled that kind of vibe in me. But at the same time, I'm 21, so, you know, 21, I'm all over the place, you know?
Yeah. So, dude, we all were.
I did a little bit of both. Oh, yeah, exactly.
Dude, I was in the Navy, man. I was, when they say, you know, drunken sailor, I have lived that. It's not my proudest moments, but I've done it, and yeah. things like yeah. that happen. Let's talk about your family. I heard you started out as a DJ at your dad's bar in Milwaukee. And that could be a wild place as a young kid, but you do a lot of growing up.
Yeah, you're right. That's exactly right. When I was 13, I used to DJ at my dad's nightclub. It's called the Foxtrap. And long story short, I obviously wasn't even supposed to be in there. I mean, I'm like right behind the bar DJing. And so I did see a lot. I did grow up pretty fast in a good way. I think I was able to see, number one, the impact of music on people, just how powerful music is. I mean, I was the one there before the club went dark with the disco lights and the dark lights, and I was the one there after the disco lights went, you know, back up to regular speed. So I got to see a lot. And as a young kid, I think I was able to just see the power of music more than anything.
Yeah, Milwaukee's cool with all those neighborhood bars on every corner, too. Was that kind of what he had going on?
He was right. If you know Milwaukee, he was right on Capitol Drive, on 52nd and Capitol Drive. It was actually a pretty big nightclub. Mm-hmm. And so it probably could hold around 600 people.
So the real question is, was Dad paying you good money? That way you can get those folks moving.
He was paying me nothing. I was the best deal for him in the house.
That's just the family business, man. Everybody's got to pitch in.
Exactly right. It was totally family business, yeah.
Paying you an experience. And let's
exactly
talk,
right.
Let's talk about the Georgia music family for a second, too, which you're definitely a cornerstone member of. We've been talking a lot about R.E.M. lately because I was, lightly involved in the 40th anniversary of the Chronic Town record, which we did over at the Roxy here at the Battery Atlanta and over over at the 40 Watt Club
right.
in Athens. I know you're friends with Michael Stipe of REM. What can you tell us about that friendship and the conversations that you have? And do you two maybe have a plan in the future for a musical collaboration at some point?
Well, first of all, I have deep respect for Michael Stipe. I wouldn't say we're friends, but I would say we've had conversations. And it was while they were recording, I want to call their album Monster, but I forget what it was called.
Yeah, Monster from 1995.
Thank you. That's the one. And we were both at a place called Crossover Studios, which is a rehearsal studio off of 75 North. And so, long story short, we got to hang out together because they're recording this album. We're practicing for a big tour. And so we got a chance to talk a lot. What I learned a lot from him, among many things, is this idea of us coming out with a debut album that really blew huge. And we were held to this extremely high expectation right out the gate, whereas they had a chance to really learn how to be a greater and greater and greater band over the years before they had their biggest hits. And so me and him talked a lot about just that dynamic of how different it is for Arrested Development at the time and to them. I think for Arrested Development, we ended up doing sort of opposite of what R.E.M. did, where we had our biggest hit for our first album, and then we found ourselves over the rest of the years, whereas they found themselves and then had big hits.
It's fascinating to see how different bands evolve and develop, but it's so cool because though the route is different musically, it's like life, man. Everybody's route is different. Everybody goes about things a different way. Everybody has different experiences. And that just plays out over and over again in everyday life and then in music and sports and in every aspect of life.
So true. So true, man.
You brought up people that you were most influenced by, and you brought up Bob Marley. Man, I was raised in the mountains of Northwest Georgia. Bob Marley shouldn't have been on my radar, but he landed on my radar, and he's maybe my favorite artist of all time. Bob Marley is a guy that I can listen to at any time. It doesn't matter if I'm happy, if I'm sad, no matter what's going on, I can always listen to Bob Marley. And, you know, for me, it wasn't anything that was introduced to me. I stumbled upon it, and I think a lot of times in music, that's the way it happens.
Totally. And Bob Marley's the one that, to me, really married great melody with messages that mean something to us and also popularity. I mean, it was commercial enough that people wanted to grab hold to it. I mean, he was able to open up for the Rolling Stones. I mean, that's
amazing.
Just so dope.
Yeah, you know, I listen to reggae, and in particular Marley, pretty much every morning just to get in the right mood for the day.
Cool. Think about how much reggae influenced bands like The Police. Everything that their music, The Police and Sting, was based on was all reggae influenced.
And country music, really.
Yeah. A lot of country, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just country music from Jamaica,
without
really. Another member of the Georgia music family that I wanted to get your comments on is your friend Vince Z over there with the Alzheimer's Music Festival. You've been working with him for a couple years now. What has Vince brought to the table for the Alzheimer's cause?
Are you kidding me? Vince is one of the most passionate dudes I know for this cause, for Alzheimer's and dementia. His father really suffered from it big time, and he was the major and main caregiver, and he found all of these holes and gaps in getting help with care, and that's why he started this. He's a young guy, he's a music fan to the hilt, and he's a deep, deep, deep passionate guy about this cause, which makes this festival so special, because it's not just people that, you know, are just trying to do something good. These are people that have really been through this, and so much of the money goes to this cause from what people buy tickets that it makes it personal. It makes it just right in all ends, you know, from the front end to the back end. The music's going to be fun, but people will actually help people in a real tangible way, which is dope.
Talking to Speech from Arrested Development on the Braves Country Podcast on the Atlanta Braves Radio Network. One thing that we always talk about to people that come on is what they like to eat. We can all gather around a nice table and have a nice meal, or maybe it's something you just grew up with. Like for me, growing up in Northwest Georgia, it's a meat and three, right? You go and there's always a whatever the protein is and vegetables, and usually it's cooked in butter and probably fried, but it's delicious, you know what I mean? So we always ask folks, what are their favorite places, like when you're out and about, maybe in the southeastern United States, what are some of the places that you like to stop and eat, and what are some of the that you could recommend to other people that listen to the podcast, some of the restaurants that you like, some of the different foods that you like?
Yeah, well, I love food, so I'm a big food guy. It moves me emotionally, maybe to a fault, and so I love pizza. I love any great pizza. Mellow Mushrooms is what, you know, who I like here. They used to have a Thai pizza that I really absolutely adored, but they stopped serving that. That was my favorite. But other than that, though, to be honest, I like good health food. So I like brown rice. I like veggie burgers. I like veggies, like green and red vegetables and yellow vegetables. So, you know, give me some red peppers, some yellow peppers, some greens like kale and stuff, and a veggie burger on a great bun with some ketchup and stuff. I love it. Like, I truly enjoy it. So I'm a mixed bag.
Are there any mom and pop or local places where you go and get some of that stuff that you would recommend to folks?
Yeah, you know, there's a place called In Vegan. It's E-N and then Vegan, V-E-G-A-N. It's a few locations throughout Atlanta. In Vegan has really, really guilt food, but it's all vegan.
Nice.
And that's dope.
Yeah.
It's really, really good. There's another restaurant called Tassili's that serves vegan food, and it's raw. So that's pretty cool, but it tastes really great. So, like, they do these huge wraps. Like, it's so big. Like, they have a Mandingo wrap. And it sounds like it tastes like it sounds. It's huge. It's the kind of thing where it would take you at least a day or two to finish the wrap, but it's delicious. So, I mean, for those that, you know, really still want good taste but want that sort of vegan experience every once in a while, I would suggest both of those places, Vegan and Tassili's.
Yeah, one of my coworkers here at Dickey Broadcasting, the Braves Radio Network, has just recently in the last couple of years become vegan because his body just doesn't process animal fats. It's not like he chose or wanted to do it because it was the cool thing to do. It just, his body didn't work with it. And he's introduced me to a bunch of vegan foods that are off the charts good and I would have never expected. You know, and that's the thing. Just open your mind, man. Just give it a try and you never know what you'll like.
No doubt about it. I mean, vegetables are a good thing. It's good for us. I'm not strictly a vegan, though, and that's what's interesting about me. Like, I eat meat. I'll eat bacon if I want to.
Let's
go. I eat hamburgers when I want to. I'm not a guy that's religious about it. I'm more so just, I love the taste and I love how it makes me feel. So I do it a lot, but
that's
it's
awesome.
Not like, you know, if I'm at your cookout and you got some ribs on, I'm going to eat those ribs more than likely. So, you know, I'm
let's
that
do
guy
it.
Guy.
Let's do it. That's awesome. Speech here on the Braves Country Podcast on the Braves Radio Network, going to be a part of the 10th annual Alzheimer's Music Fest benefit concert, raising awareness of the fight against dementia and supporting FODAC, Friends of Disabled Adults and Children. The show is Saturday, February 4th, Buckhead Theater. Get your tickets now at buckheadtheater.com and make sure you check out the new Arrested Development record. It's called FKN Love. It's out now, and you can always get their music at Arrested Development Music. Arrested Development. Goodness gracious, Chair. Come on. ArrestedDevelopmentMusic.com. Thank you so much for taking the time today, man. And thank you for what you do, because you're doing good work. You're doing the Lord's work, and we admire it, and we always want to point it out when we see it.
Well, I appreciate you guys having me on this morning. You guys have a fantastic Wednesday. Rock on, and thank you.
There you go, man.
All right. Thank you, Speech. We'll see you at the show, man.
Okay, see you guys.
All right,
Peace. Thanks.
Bye now.
All right, buddy. This episode of Braves Country is sponsored by our Braves fan friends down at Century 21, Solomon Properties in Savannah, Georgia, servicing the historic downtown Savannah area, the island area, and Atlanta's beach, beautiful Tybee Island, Georgia. Call Joel Solomon today, 912-604-0896. That's 912-604-0896 for all your real estate needs on the Georgia coast. Braves Country also sponsored by Smith's Old Bar, best live music venue in Atlanta since 1994, located in the heart of Midtown at 1578 Piedmont Avenue. Smith's Old Bar is a neighborhood joint for everyone. Check out smithsoldbar.com for the current concert calendar and tickets. See y'all at Smith's.
Braves Country supports the Warrior Alliance and the Shepherd's Men, two phenomenal veteran organizations based in the South. Check out thewarrioralliance.org and shepherdsmen.com for more info and resources. That's thewarrioralliance.org and shepherdsmen.com. Braves Country would like to thank all of our nation's great veterans.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.